Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adablu along with Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings Lady Yellow Jacket volleyball team. Last time we talked, Steve, you know, there were a lot of questions out there. All of us sort of wondered just how good this 2009 edition was going to be. You've got some games under your belt now. Went to Hawaii, ended up splitting down there. In general, I mean, just from the outside looking in and not having a chance to see you all play, that appears to be a pretty good start to me.
Oh, I think it's a pretty good start. I'm very happy with how we played for most of the time. We did have a couple of ugly stretches. You know, 2-2 when you go over to Hawaii, I think it's a great trip to come away with two wins and just two losses, considering the caliber of the opponents that we play. And to have an opportunity to win a third one like we did against BYU Hawaii, it gave us an idea of the things we need to work on. It gave us an idea of how well we can play, and so it's a really good start to the season.
You know, one thing that I thought was kind of neat, and I got to be honest with you, if somebody would have said, okay, you're going to go down there and you're going to play 2 5-set matches, I would have said, frankly, just looking at the roster, I would have said advantage of the team. And you talked about this from the standpoint that you don't have a real large roster. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you were able to go 5 sets and win those matches, I mean, that is something that, frankly, again, just looking at the box scores really impressed me.
Yeah, that first match against Hawaii Pacific when we went 5. I mean, that was a great battle all the way. You know, they went up one, we tied them. They went up another, we tied them. And then we just got out a little bit ahead of them on the fifth game. And it was a long, hard-fought match. I think it did show up a little bit against BYU Hawaii. The first game we played really well. That was the game we won. And then we looked tired after that. And of course, we lost Jen towards the beginning of game 3, which didn't help. I don't know if it made a difference, you know, ultimately. But, you know, with such a small roster, I think it did impact our quality of play. You know, we came in on Saturday. We played Hawaii Hilo, who I think was the class of the tournament. They're obviously the best team there, and, you know, they handled us pretty well. We fought really hard against them. We worked extremely hard. But then to come back against Chaminade to play as poorly as we did in those first two games and then just to gut out 3 exceptional game performances was a great way to finish. You know, I'd have to say by the time we got midway through the fourth set, we were just having our way with them, and they were done. And, you know, I'm not a betting man, but if, you know, I had the money, I would have bet on us in game 5. I was very confident we were going to win that game.
And again, those are the type of things that I think bode well for you down the road from the standpoint that, you know, we talked about it last week during our first coaches show, that one thing you wanted to see was you wanted to see those times when you handled adversity, you know, putting a stop to it and going from ball to ball. Now, I suspect in that Chaminade game, maybe that adversity lasted a bit longer than you wanted. But being able to right the ship is a very, very difficult thing to do, and obviously a lot of character shown there.
Oh, absolutely. And we were playing poorly. I mean, it looked really ugly. 25-12 in the second game, a loss, and a lot of those points were just us. I mean, it was just us doing a poor job passing, you know, playing that initial ball defensively, and of course, you know, everything starts with the first contact, and it just wasn't there for us, and we weren't getting the quality swings. So what we did going into the third game, you know, I made one light-up adjustment, and it wasn't even a sub. It was just switching 2 players, from the middle to the right side, and, you know, just talked to the girls about, hey, relax and play. This is a really good opportunity. This type of stuff is fun. And, you know, we started getting into a groove. And about midway through the third game, we started playing really well. They pushed back a little bit towards the end of game 3 and started to get a little bit of momentum back. And then Jody Lutz had a monster block to end the set. And I think that just kind of squashed any sort of comeback that they had. And that's kind of weird to say, a comeback for them when they were up 2-1. But that's really how it felt. And I really like how they responded, the confidence, you know, the not get rattled to be down 2-0, and really, you know, what the girls were talking about in the huddle, you know, Hillary and Jen and Devin, they're just saying, hey, we play a lot better than this. We should actually be embarrassed by that. Come on, let's go. And they did. They just took off from there, and really, you know, midway through the fourth game on, Chaminade didn't have a chance.
Steve Smith, head coach for the Montana State Billings Lady Yellow Jackets volleyball team. We'll be back with the second part of the Coach's Show right after this.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Talking with Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings Lady Yellow Jacket volleyball team, coming off a four-game split in Hawaii. Steve, let's talk about some of the individual performances down there. I mean, just looking at the stats, you got the usual good, great performances out of Devin, I know, and Jen Bowe, but, you know, there's a lot of new faces. You already mentioned one, Jody Lutz, a name I frankly haven't recognized, you know, but a name, you know, that'll be a new face for me this year to get to see. Talk about how some of those newer players made the adjustment to Yellow Jacket volleyball.
Well, you know, outside the upperclassmen, when we're looking at Jill and Devin and Hillary and Jen, you know, all these players are really first-year collegiate players, so there's a lot of room to grow. You know, Jody is going to spend most of her time in the middle, but, you know, with the three middles that they have, we train them so they can go middle or right, you know, if we need a different matchup blocking-wise, if we need a little bit more offense, we can make those switches. You know, you have Melissa Porter, who's actually a sophomore. She saw a little bit of playing time last year. She has been on the right side for the most part, but she really took off. She was the one I switched to the middle in that Chaminade game, and she came up with some real critical kills for us that when you can establish the middle, it opens up the blocking all over the court. Of course, Hannah Johnson, she was the one I switched to the right. She came up with these huge blocks, had a lot more offense out of the right side when I switched her there. But I really think the big turnaround in the Chaminade match came from Whitney Mickelson, who was playing libero at the time, and Morgan Moss, who is our right side sub in the back row. They really D'd up, and when you can get quality first contacts, not so much on serve receive, but on that initial contact on defense where you can transition and attack the other team, we just set a pace to the game that they couldn't keep up with. And that's what we talk about as far as imposing your will on the other team, is forcing them to catch up to you rather than the other way around.
I bring up sort of an interesting point because you were talking about some of those names, and I recognize Whitney's name, although I didn't get to see her a lot last year because being a first-year player and what have you. But, you know, you can practice all you want, and you know as well as I do, there's some great practice players. There's some people that don't play particularly well at practice, and all of a sudden they get into a game and they're lights out. You never really know until you get them out on the court in that competitive situation, do you?
Oh, absolutely, and it's an adjustment. As you come in from the high school game, and no matter what your club background is, the college game's different. And, you know, we have players on this team that were all the best players from their high school, you know, maybe all conference, maybe even all state, but so are their teammates. And then so are the girls that we're playing against the other teams. So there's nothing that substitutes for experience on the court. And we got a lot of good experience this past weekend playing against some really, really good teams. You know, the game against Hawaii Pacific, you know, what a great way to start the tournament. And I mean, they're a very good team. And to grind out a five-set win against them was just a great start for it. And then to finish it off, that bounce back against Chaminade was a great way to finish.
Yeah, historical moment for MSUB volleyball, too, according to Kit's press release. I think in 16 tries, something about that nature, the Yellow Jackets had never beaten Hawaii Pacific. And those are the things. Take them for what you're worth. You can say all you want about one, you know, every match is new and whatever else. But those type of streaks, they're streaks for a reason, and they tend to wear on you a little bit. And any time you can, you know, you can stop something like that, I think it's a big moment for a program.
Oh, yeah, and when you look at the Hawaii schools, the two big ones are BYU, Hawaii, in Hawaii Pacific, and Hawaii Pacific was good for a number of years under Tita Ahuna, who was, I believe she played at University of Hawaii, excellent coach, built an excellent program, and, you know, they're a good team now. I don't want to disparage Daryl and the team that he has, because they're very solid, but they're a little bit younger like us, and they have room to grow. Hilo has really come along. In fact, they were the ones that were picked last year to win their conference, and I think they're probably going to win it this year. career. And then BYU, Will's been there for I don't know how many years, won how many ever national championships. He's going to have a good team every single year. So the quality of the opponents over there, it makes the trip worthwhile, not just the fact that you go to Hawaii, but you get to play top-notch D2 volleyball and some of the best teams in the nation.
Well, we've talked about the positives. When we come back with the third part of the coach's show, maybe I'll play a little devil's advocate here, and we can talk about some of those things you saw that you really want to work on this week and heading into some big competition this week. And then, of course, the next weekend we'll have the home openers here at Montana State Billings Altarowitz Gym. We'll be back with the third part of the coach's show with Steve Smith coming up right after this.
Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big beer. Billings' number one award-winning beers. Great food, great fun, and great beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. And we're now proud sponsors of the Montana State University Billings Athletics. Join us before and after the game for great food, awesome service, and award-winning beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big award-winning beer. Right in the heart of downtown Billings. At 113 North Broadway, downtown.
And one, Ken Adelblue back with Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings volleyball program, coming off a four-game split in Hawaii. We've talked about it, and it's been a pretty rosy picture for obvious reasons. A nice start to the season for the Yellow Jackets. But again, it's just a start, Steve, and I know from your standpoint that what you want to see is improvement from each and every week. You got a big trip this week. What are some of those things that you're kind of looking at that you take out of that first weekend competition? Competition that you really want to kind of shore up this week?
Well, I think with our size at the net, we need to be a better blocking team. We got abused by some of the other team's outside hitters, getting tooled off the block too much, leaving too big a seam a lot of the time. So we need to improve that, and part of that is just the read progression that you go through, that as you become more experienced, that becomes easier, more natural for you. But also we need to be a little bit more technical, with presenting our hands at the top of the net and pressing over and getting over on the opponent's side. We will continue to work on first contact throughout the year, serve, receive, and defense. We did a lot of that today. That was really the breakdown that cost us against BYU Hawaii, because without offense, without that first contact, it doesn't matter what sort of offensive players you have if you can't organize an attack with more than one hitter. And we have two really great outside hitters, but if we have to rely on them too much, it's going to be a long season for us. So, of course, the offensive things, they'll come along slowly. Again, that's more of a product of playing the first and second contacts well, but we want to make sure that we have, second and third options besides just going to the outside hitter spot.
I'm actually a little bit surprised looking at your schedule for the University of Mary tournament. They're actually teams that certainly I have seen over the past few years. MSU Northern, I'm very familiar with them. Actually, I had a chance to see Minot State last weekend at the Rocky tournament, and University of Mary. I know particularly the University of Mary has had some real good teams through the past few years. That kind of took it to MSUB last year. So, again, it looks like you've got some pretty strong competition this weekend as well.
Yeah, and this is one of those things. These teams are new to me, at least going to Hawaii. Was familiar with the programs and familiar with the coaches, and same thing going to the GNAC. But these teams are absolutely new beasts to me. So we're kind of going in a little bit blind from the coaches' standpoint. Of course, the girls might remember who they played against last year and maybe who the key players are, and we can pick that up on stats and everything. But, usually in the preseason, you're a little bit more concerned about your own play as opposed to the opponents. And, we'll look at it more instructionally, I guess, as we go into these matches, really trying to shore up the things that we need to shore up on. And of course, everyone wants to win, so come game time, we'll be ready to go.
Well, I mentioned, you got the MSUB tournament coming up just real shortly, the 11th and 12th, and I know you're glad to be getting these road games in. You just want to get on the court, but boy, I suspect it'll be good to get it home.
Oh yeah, it is, and there's a lot of travel, and it's fun going to Hawaii. Probably more fun for the girls, with especially the ones that have never been there. But as a coach, you're taking a group. There's a lot of business to take care of, so I maybe don't get to enjoy it as much as they do, and it's a long, long trip, and where we are in the conference geographically, it'll be nice to play at home. The force other people to travel all the way to come play us.
All right. Coach Steve Smith, again, congratulations on the start to the season. And good luck this weekend. And, boy, again, can't wait to get you at home.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings volleyball team. This has been the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Join us again next week for more conversation with Steve Smith. Thanks, everyone.
Your Billings, Sheridan, Cody Yellow Book Yellow Pages is packed with buying information, complete Yellow Pages, business and residential white pages, community information, area maps, money-saving coupons, even a restaurant menu section. And the easy-to-read format helps you find whatever you are looking for. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Yellow Pages reach your potential customers at the exact moment they are ready to buy. For more information about promoting your business in the Billings Yellow Book, call 1-800-YB-YELLOW. Yellow Book, not the other book. The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.